What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mulready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
All right. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to another quick tip episode here on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. I'm your host, Rick Mulready. How's it going, my friends? So good to have you here. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. I really appreciate it. With these quick tip episodes, this is where I share a tip or strategy that's going to help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact and help more people and thus grow your business, right? Oftentimes, it's related to Facebook or Instagram ads, maybe general online marketing tips, or just general growing your business strategies that you can go and immediately implement into your business. And that's where today's quick tip falls. And this is something that you can literally, you can pause the episode here, go do it and come back and finish the episode. And so with that, today is a really quick yet super effective strategy for increasing how many people are reading your emails. Look, the average email open rate is what? Anywhere between like 15 and 30%, something like that. There's definitely outliers there, people with lower and higher. So that means with 15 to 30% average open rate, that's a lot of people who are not seeing your emails. Between, quick math here, between 70, 85% of the people that you send your emails to are not even opening your emails up. And lately, to make matters worse, there's been a lot of problems with email deliverability across many of the email service providers. Some email extensions like Yahoo, for example, aren't even being delivered to. I know that I've seen a huge decrease in the number of emails that are actually being delivered. We use Infusionsoft, and the number of emails that are actually being delivered has gone way up over the last couple of weeks. And my understanding and talking to a lot of people and reading about this and et cetera, this is a pretty common problem across a lot of email service providers right now because of some changes that some of the email providers or the email like Gmail and Yahoo and so forth have made changes on their end. And so big things are going on in the background. And so I think it's never been more important that your emails are being opened. It's always been important, right? But especially with these email deliverability issues that we've been seeing, it's never been more important that your emails are being opened and read. After all, think about it. Email is really the only communication channel that we own, right? The people on your email list have raised their hand and they've given you their email address. They've said, yes, you can email me, you know, for whatever they're opting in for or what have you. Okay. And so with that, think about that again. I'm going to say that again. Email is really the only communication channel that you own, right? Because you can download those email addresses and send people emails, right? And so there's a simple thing that you can do that can double or even more, like triple or quadruple your email open rates. And here's what that is. After you send an email, wait 24 to 48 hours, let's just say, and then resend that same email to everybody who didn't open the email after you first sent it out. And what I'd recommend when you do this is change the subject line to something different. So use a new subject line. And then I like to even change the first sentence in the email, saying something as simple as, I don't know, hey, just wanted to make sure you saw this as it's something I think that will really help you. Okay. And in doing this, resending that email can double and sometimes even triple your total open rates for that email. Whenever we do this, I'm always really happy with the results. And the people that I like, my students or whatever, that I tell to do this, they're like, holy cow, I just doubled my email open rate. I never even thought about this. And yeah, that's the thing. It's such an easy thing to do, yet so few people actually think to do it. And if that's been you, no more, my friend. Go resend that email that you previously sent out to your email list. Go resend it to all of your unopeners. Change up the subject line so it's something different in somebody's inbox. Definitely make it something that they want to open up. Maybe change a first sentence in the email and get that out there. Send it out. You're going to be surprised at how much your email open rate increases. Okay? Go do that now. Well, wait a minute. Wait, give me like 3 more minutes and then go do it. And after you do it, I want to hear the results that you got. Okay, I'd love to hear the lift in open rate that you saw as a result of your resending this email. Shoot me a DM on Instagram and let me know how it went. Okay, I'm at Rick Mulready there on Instagram. So to recap real quick, send an email. Wait 24 to 48 hours and then resend that same email to everybody who did not open that original email. And when, before you resend it, change the subject line to something different. And then I like to change even the first sentence in the email and just giving them a heads up. Hey, just wanted to make sure you saw this, as it's something I think will really help you out. Okay. You're going to be surprised at how quickly you can double, if not triple, your email open rate by doing this one simple strategy. Okay. Now, before we go, next week, I'm going to be doing a live online training where I'm going to be taking you inside my ads manager and breaking down my current Facebook and Instagram ads campaign. Pretty cool, right? This training is for online experts. Okay. In other words, if you're an online educator, like you're a course creator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're using things like webinars or quizzes, et cetera, to grow your business, this training is for you. Okay. It's Wednesday, May 15th at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And the training is called Beyond Basics, Behind the Scenes of My Current Facebook and Instagram Ads Funnel, 3 ways that we ensure continued success of my ads. And during the training, I'm going to be doing something a bit different on this webinar training. You're going to go behind the scenes of my ads that are running right now. And I'm going to show you how I'm ensuring the success of my ads over the long term. So I'm going to be sharing more advanced stuff, like how I split test my ads, how to track sales from when someone becomes a lead, how I think about scaling, and more. And again, I'm going to take you straight inside my ads manager and show you my live ads campaign that we started running about a month ago. We're currently getting about a 3x ROI, meaning say like for every dollar I spend on ads, I'm getting $3 back. And we've still got a lot of opportunity to improve things. You know, ads are never perfect, and mine are certainly not perfect right now. We can still make a lot of improvements there, but I'm really happy with how they've come out of the gates and how we're set up for long-term success. So again, I want to be really clear who this is for and who this is not for. So this is for you if you're an online expert and you're already running or have run Facebook and or Instagram ads and you've gotten some good results, but you're now having trouble taking your ads to the next level, like troubleshooting, scaling, testing, etc. Okay, so if that's you, this training is for you. This training is not for you if you are just getting started with Facebook and or Instagram ads, or you've not yet run them for your business, okay? Also, it's not for you if you're a local business, your e-commerce, or you're an ads manager. Sorry, this training is just for online experts, okay? So to register for the training, go to rickmulready.com/impacttraining. Again, I'll say that again, rickmulready.com/impacttraining. That's I-M-P-A-C-T-T-R-A-I-N-I-N-G, impact training. Cool. All right, my friends, can't wait to see you there on that training. And I hope today's quick tip was helpful for you. Very simple, but super effective. Okay. As always, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Very much appreciate you. I'm going to see you right back here for the next episode here in the Art of Paid Traffic. We're going to be continuing this conversation about email marketing And I'm going to have my friend Tarzan K on the show to talk about how to create big revenue with a small email list. And Tarzan K is going to break it down for us. It's a really good episode. We're looking forward to sharing that with you in the next episode here on the podcast. I'll see you then, my friends.
Don't worry. There's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.